Hey everyone, I'm Carlo Broussard and this is another Majus Moment. You know, of the four levels of happiness, we naturally tend to make either level one, physical material happiness, or level two, ego comparative advantage happiness, our dominant form of happiness. But the problem with this is that such levels, when made dominant, that is to say when we define our lives in terms of these levels alone, without levels three and four, rob us of the opportunity to live life to the fullness. Take, for example, level one dominance. Due to the fact that the physical pleasure we get from food, drink, and material goods is transient, it comes and it goes, to define one's life in these terms alone will lead to a perpetual sense of emptiness and thus frustration. Furthermore, if I define my life in terms of physical pleasure, material stuff alone, well then I'm eventually going to experience despair in the midst of suffering, because suffering in some way, shape, or form is going to take away level one happiness. For example, any physical malady is going to take away sensory pleasure, and we're all familiar with how easy it is to lose our material stuff. It can get broken, it can get stolen, it can get taken away from us due to the forces of nature. So level one dominance eventually will lead to despair in the midst of suffering because one will no longer see happiness as achievable. And finally, because the activities of level one dominance are centered entirely on self, there's no room for concern and care for others. And if no room for concern and care for others, well then obviously no room for love. So level one dominance amounts to a perpetual sense of emptiness and frustration, despair in the midst of suffering, and the inability to love. A recipe for optimal living? I don't think so. And it doesn't get much better for level two dominance or for level three dominance. But we'll have to save that for another Majus Moment. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Majus Center at majuscenter.com.